Hey, it's Rick Kettner here, and I'm very excited to share that I'm starting a brand new business that is completely new. It's unrelated to any previous brand or venture or product or anything else that I've worked on in the past. It's completely new. And along with this new business, I'm launching a new video series. This video series, this is episode number one in a series where I'm going to be covering a behind the scenes look at what it's really like to start a brand new business. All of the challenges, all of the frustrations, all of the opportunities and interesting possibilities that come up as you begin to build a business. And for people that have traditionally followed my book-related content here on YouTube and on the podcast, I think it's also going to be very interesting as I take practical insights from some of the best startup books and books on productivity and self-improvement and dipping into all kinds of different insights and ideas and talking about how I'm thinking about those ideas and how I'm applying them in relative real time to a brand new business. So for example, I will be focusing on gathering early feedback from potential customers as discussed in The Mom Test by Rob Fitzpatrick. I'll be talking about how to build a minimum viable product as talked about in The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. I'll be talking about how to create products that have an impact based on ideas and insights from Start at the End by Matt Wallert, and things like how to build word of mouth marketing into the product based on tips and insights from Contagious by Jonah Berger. And the list goes on and on. So whenever there is an idea or an insight that I'm applying to the business and it's in reference to a book or a resource, I'm going to be mentioning that and kind of showing the connection between how you take these valuable practical insights from interesting books and turn them into real world situations, how I apply them within a realistic scenario. Now, I do want to quickly mention, I'm not coming up with this business idea for the purpose of this series. This is an idea I'm genuinely interested in executing. So it's starting with the idea of building a business, something that I've been thinking about for a while with this particular theme or topic. But along with that, I thought it might be interesting to document the process because as an entrepreneur, I've been an entrepreneur for 20 plus years. I do bring a fair amount of experience to the table. Obviously, with the content here on the channel, you know I read a lot of books relating to business and startups in general. However, I think what's going to be one of the more interesting aspects of this series is the unpredictable nature of a startup. So despite having some experience, despite having some book knowledge and insights to draw from, at the end of the day, a startup is still very uncertain. And there are all kinds of things that happen. There are changes of direction, pivots, morphs, adjustments, whatever you want to call it. But there is a lot of opportunity to react to feedback and to new ideas and just watching the startup play out. So with all of that in mind, I think new entrepreneurs are going to get an interesting look at just how chaotic a new business can be. And for more experienced entrepreneurs, perhaps the insight here will be that their own path and the uncertainty involved in building their business is not unique, that startups by their nature are very uncertain. But along the way, you're also going to get an opportunity to see the choices that I'm making. And sometimes they're going to work out, sometimes they're not. You're going to have an opportunity to witness the entire journey kind of unfold. And for me personally, I think it's going to be interesting from a perspective of keeping myself accountable, for also providing some introspection and giving me an opportunity to think about the business at a higher level than simply just getting stuck moment to moment executing the business itself. So I think this is going to be a very interesting journey, and I hope it's both educational and perhaps along the way also somewhat entertaining to kind of see the twists and turns and me doing my best to adapt to new information and dealing with inevitable setbacks and struggles that I'm sure will happen. And the fact is, nothing here is guaranteed. This venture could simply fail. I mean, I'm almost certainly going to try multiple approaches when I do run into difficulty because this is something I'm, as I mentioned, genuinely interested in doing, but it could fail. The idea might simply not be viable. And so you're going to get to see that and witness that and watch everything along the way. Now, in the very next episode, I'm going to be talking about the idea itself, what it is that I'm trying to build, where I plan to focus my initial time and energy. So there's going to be some value, I think, in that alone. We're going to be talking about the foundation of the business and the rough plans that I have for the future and the kinds of things that I think about without overly dwelling on, you know, getting months or even years ahead. You know, most of my attention is going to be focused on the startup itself, but there is kind of a bit of a vision and some other possibilities that I'll be talking about as well. So if you're interested in following this journey, if you want to make sure to catch that next episode, then I highly recommend that you subscribe and turn on notifications. If you have any questions or comments, or if there are certain things that you'd like to see me talk about along the way, definitely let me know by leaving a comment or a question in the comment section on YouTube. And of course, if you're interested in any of the books that I talk about in this episode or in future episodes, be sure to visit rickkettner.com. That, of course, is where you can go to find my book summaries and my reading lists and other helpful resources like that. But again, if you're interested in following this particular series, then I highly recommend that you subscribe and turn on notifications. And I look forward to connecting with you again in the next episode.